Party People. It's Scott here, and got a special interview for you. I know that they, you know, Hearthstone's a cool game, and WoW's a good game, and usually our show is a lot more about WoW than it ever is about Hearthstone, but hey, they're kind of, you know, those two games, they kind of hang out together, right? There is no Hearthstone without WoW, and so once in a while we get an opportunity to talk to somebody on different Blizzard teams. Today, got a chance to talk to Ben Brode and Jason Chase, the two guys, they're your go-to guys there at Hearthstone, and I am the world's worst player, but doesn't matter. Still had some good questions for these guys, and we thought we'd pop in this week with a midweek interview with the heads of the Play Hearthstone team. I don't know why I used their Twitter account as the way I would intro them, but hey, I did it anyway. There it is. I'm not changing it. Live to hard drive. That's how we roll. We'll have a regular show this Friday, normal as ever, but wanted to pop in with a special one. Look, if you hate Hearthstone, you probably don't want to hear this episode, but why would you? Game's awesome. And if you like it at all, we have some really good conversation and I think some great answers to some intense questions. So please, with me, won't you sit and enjoy this episode of The Instance featuring the Hearthstone team.
It's good!
The show's become somewhat famous in the last couple of years for having odd, smaller interviews throughout the week. And today, I don't know if I'd call it odd, but it's definitely an interview in the middle of the week. I am so happy to talk about a little bit of Hearthstone with a couple of guests on the show. Senior game designer Ben Brode and production director Jason Chase joining us. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good to have you both here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well met.
Yeah. So I just saw you 5 minutes ago in my garrison, Ben. So it's a little bit weird.
Did you buy something?
I did. I always do. just going to keep buying that thing over and over, even though it tells me I own it and gifting it to friends. So it's really good to have you guys on, and I assume, I imagine for a lot of us as fans who attend BlizzCon, you guys are probably still licking your wounds from that and trying to get an expansion to Hearthstone out the door. How are you guys feeling? Has everything gone the way you had hoped? It been a good week for you?
It's been a great week. You know, getting our first expansion out has been awesome. I'm getting a great response back from everybody. Seeing the new cards start to show up on the streams and people checking them out has been awesome. So, yeah, this is an awesome week.
Well, that's great. As a fan of the game, you could probably categorize me as somebody who plays very casually, which is good because the game, you know, it's got a good reach. It's the casual to the hardcore. And am I right? I've had this question since I heard about the expansion officially announced at BlizzCon. Am I right in thinking that Goblins versus Gnomes and this expansion as a whole is a great way to experiment in a live environment? In other words, is this a bit like throwing strange ingredients into an otherwise very balanced meal just to sort of like see what happens? Ben, is randomness king in this case? Is that what's happening here?
Well, it's definitely very exciting to mix things up. There was a long period of time after Nexramas where people felt like, okay, I think we got it. We figured out the best decks. Let's tune them and find the very best version of them. But now, who knows what the best decks are? The metagame's been blown wide open. Mm-hmm. It definitely is really exciting to see, you know, who knows what the ingredient will taste like now. It's a whole different ballgame.
Well, it's funny to watch. I mean, you can kind of almost feel it and feel it over the internet. You can smell the theory crafters scrambling to try to figure out what to do now. And in some ways, I feel like you guys introduced an aspect of chaos that is not chaos in a bad way. It doesn't destroy the game by any means, but it's a kind of chaos that just changes fundamentally the way the game works. Previous to this, it felt like cards were very carefully crafted, then balanced, then tweaked, then fine-tuned to react in certain ways when faced with other cards and with other strategies. And now it feels like anything's possible. Am I wrong in feeling that way, number one? And two, is that what you intended?
Well, we certainly, when we're creating the cards, balance and fine test and tune them. But once we release them, almost no matter what the cards are, we kind of enter into this phase of exploration where you have these theories about what you think might be good or strategies that you're excited to try. And then it's just kind of thrown it against the gamut of new decks that you find on the ladder and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And this is a really cool phase. I mean, you know, it doesn't happen that often when you release a new expansion. And it's really exciting to see, you know, everyone's crazy theories come, either their dreams come true or they go back to the drawing board and try something else new.
Do you guys rush to like to see what the streamers are doing and kind of the top players and the best players, what they're doing immediately? Is that an exciting part of this process for you right after a launch like this?
It is, and it's kind of interesting in that the streaming, I think, is just in general relatively new. And so being able to just immediately go see what the very best Hearthstone players are doing and what they're trying is really fun. It's really rewarding. We had conversations a lot in the office about what we thought players might try first, and then we're seeing that happen, and what we're really excited about is seeing things that players come up with that we didn't anticipate, and seeing where that goes, and seeing all kinds of crazy things that because you can never anticipate everything. There's hundreds and hundreds of cards, and the interactions are endless.
Yeah. Well, Jason, this seems like one of the things that makes Hearthstone different and has been different about this game since the beginning, as opposed to the big pillars of Blizzard releases, say Diablo, StarCraft, Warcraft, and beyond, is the kind of expected plan of maybe even a technical alpha or some sort of alpha phase for some of the public, be it limited, to play around with, and then eventually into some sort of public beta. This time around, no public beta at all for this game, no process like that at all. Was that intentional? Is it part of this whole conversation we're having about randomness? What is the thinking behind that being so different than the way other teams, launch these newer releases?
You know, it definitely was intentional. We spent a lot of time talking about that and really discussed, like, do we want to follow the same release strategy as our other games typically do here at Blizzard? And what we ended up doing instead is we did build a significant balance team. Like, one of the big reasons we do those releases is that we want to make sure that the balance is in a place where it's good before it actually hits the full launch. Mm. We also want to work out kinks in terms of our overall deployment process, making sure all the systems are working correctly. So we really wanted to make sure there was still a lot of surprise with regard to our first expansion, and we didn't want to lose that. So given that, we had to sort of supplement that in a different way, essentially fulfill those needs differently than we might have done on Diablo or Warcraft, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So we did build up a balance team within the Hearthstone team over the course of the last year, and their primary focus is making sure that we can get to a good place with regard to the overall balance before each new set is released. Mm. So we feel pretty good about how that strategy is working in terms of the overall release. We still had a couple kinks we worked through on day one, but we feel like we're getting a lot stronger with that. But overall, we just think that benefit of being everybody able to get in and check out the cards and actually build out their collection all at the same time has huge value and something we're really excited about. So I think at this point, we do feel like this is the strategy we want to keep moving forward with for Hearthstone as we move into the next phase of our release schedule.
One of the things I like a lot about the way that this game works is that if you guys launch, you can do so with some confidence and know that, well, yeah, somebody's going to figure out that some card is completely OP and we missed it internally and we're going to have to nerf that thing. Unlike saying, in Warcraft, we put a mob in the middle of so-and-so and it only spawns at such and such rate and the texture's all wrong. It's got three horns. It only should have one. That's going to take some work. You guys literally can go and say, knock that down from a 3-4 to a 3-3. Like, you can just change the numbers. It seems simple to people like me. Like, we look at that and go, oh, how simple. But I'm always fascinated by the idea that is a seismic change. Like, you guys changing one life point from 4 to 3 is completely, could be entirely disruptive to somebody's constructed deck. Is that a thing? I think I probably already know the answer to this, but how serious do you take those kinds of fixes, tweaks, nerfs, buffs, that kind of stuff?
We take it very seriously, and part of the reason for that is that we want players to feel empowered to solve problems they perceive as far as this deck being very good or that deck being very good. And one of the things that we try and do when we release cards is put tools into the new card sets to allow you to respond to whatever you feel like is becoming very, very popular. So if you feel like you're running into lots and lots of Murlocs, you can put Hungry Grab in your deck, and you will be rewarded for correctly anticipating what the flavor of the month is, and that will help guide the meta to shift in a new direction. Mm. And if for some reason the meta is not shifting and there is something that's very overpowered, or usually, mostly when we change things, it's because it's not super fun, maybe it provides a very emotional response that isn't great. That's when we'll come in and step in. But we're really reluctant to do that because it does erode a little confidence in the system and doesn't encourage players to kind of solve those problems on their own.
Yeah, plus I just imagine with people as focused as they are in this game right now and as interested they are in the metagame, it's got to be kind of a PR nightmare if you guys change a number, then change it back. Or if it felt like it was willy-nilly, you'd get called on the mat, I'm guessing.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, which nobody wants. All right. I know this comes up in every interview you guys do. I swear it does. But I'm going to ask it anyway. Do we have, now that we're post Gobs versus Gnomes, do we have any planned additional crossover plans between WoW and Hearthstone? And I don't mean the whole, like, you know, I'm going to earn cards while I'm in the game sort of thing. But, you know, any other, whether they be just cosmetic or fun, something along the lines of you wandering around my garrison in that creepy mask. Any other plans that you guys can talk about, or even just the idea that you guys are talking about other crossover possibilities between the games?
You know, it's fun that we're working in the same space. You know, I have people from the WoW team email me and say, oh, this card is really cool. Because we explored a lot of new space with Goblins versus Gnomes. There's a lot of new mechanical inventions. And I saw one of the WoW guys tweeting how Annoyatron was super fun and he wanted to make it into a patch or something. Because for so long, we've been so inspired by World of Warcraft and taking stuff straight out of World of Warcraft that to see that cyclical inspiration happening is really cool, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, it's in a way a dumb question because, in a sense, the crossover already happened. It happened with Conception. This is a World of Warcraft game, you know, in the form of a competitive card, a CCG. And it's basically, that's what it is. It's all WoW all the time. But I think us WoW players are constantly looking for, you know, what would be a cool way to have this happen? Would a boss occasionally drop, you know, a rare that you could still get in Hearthstone playing like normal, but it might drop here. And I'm guessing that the philosophy, a lot of times I hear from Blizzard during interviews, that they want to keep people in the game would apply here as well. Like you don't necessarily, as much as you want, you know, everybody playing everything all the time, you don't necessarily want me doing, you know, dailies in Hearthstone for WoW and playing Hearthstone while I'm sitting in my garrison in WoW. The games exist for the reason they exist, and you probably should be in those games playing them. Is that consistent with your philosophy?
You know, I think it is. I mean, I think the way we think about it is that Hearthstone should definitely be able to stand on its own. And essentially, you can enjoy Hearthstone just for Hearthstone's sake. If you're not a World of Warcraft player, if you are, that's great. Then you see these extra connections and you see familiar characters. And maybe there's some extra benefits that we have every now and then. But on the whole, we just want to make sure that you can really enjoy the games independently.
Well, you guys are modest guys. You won the Best Mobile Game of the Year award at the Game Awards in 2014, a few days ago, not too many days ago. Did you guys, in your humblest of ways, know that you were going to win that thing and run away with it? Because you kind of, we all kind of knew, but did you know?
You know, I mean, honestly, we didn't. I mean, there's a ton of incredible games that have come out this year in the mobile space, and you know, we always want to focus on making the best game we can. But you know, we love to play all kinds of different games on our mobile devices, and we're happy to sort of check out these other ones that are out there too. And honestly, we felt good about Hearthstone. But in terms of how it's performed, it's definitely kind of exceeded all our expectations.
Well, and I got a great question about that coming up a little bit later. But before all of that, this Goblins versus Gnomes stuff snuck in early in a way that nobody expected. And that was in... it kind of happened with arena play. And did... I mean, how... I guess was that just to make sure people got a glimpse of what was to come? What was the thinking behind, you know, sneaking those cards into arena games?
Yeah, honestly, we were just trying to think of what would be a really fun way to, frankly, just have a fun event leading up to the launch of Goblins versus Gnomes and surprise everybody. That was really the intent and kind of the whole rationale for it. You know, what better way of kind of introducing it than saying the Goblins and Gnomes just kind of got tired of waiting on us devs, you know, to kind of release the thing. And so, you know, we're gonna jumpstart this by a few days early and take over the arena and release a bunch of new cards. We thought that would be awesome.
Well, they are kind of hacker types, aren't they, on both sides? Kind of trying to get into the system a little bit. And it is interesting, and I don't necessarily think that this is a planned strategy by you, but by bringing out this game that focuses, or this expansion that focuses so much on these two particular races in the lore of Warcraft, has had a weird connected effect in WoW, and I think other ways, where people are just naturally now becoming more mindful of, yeah, you know what? Goblins and gnomes are kind of rad, and they're pretty cool. You know, because up till now, it's, you know, how many jokes have you ever heard about punting gnomes and, you know, whatever, and goblins are just kind of this dirty, nasty, little weird race that joined the Horde. And now I just feel like this gives them additional cachet. And it's funny because the games, Heroes of the Storm is certainly a good example of this, but these games tend to prop up stuff that maybe hasn't gotten as much play in the core game that they're from. And now suddenly they're taking a real center stage there. And I find myself, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a new car and you start noticing that everybody on the freeway has your car somehow out of nowhere. It's like I'm noticing every gnome and every goblin that is anywhere in the world. And I think probably this expansion has something to do with that.
Well, I've definitely received feedback from at least one all-gnome guild really supporting Goblins versus Gnomes. Very excited for the limelight they feel was well-deserved.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, a feature people have been begging for a while, probably since the launch of the game, has been spectator mode. And honestly, I was so excited about just the idea of Goblins versus Gnomes and what it would do to the gameplay. I kind of forgot that a big part of this was spectator mode. How's that going, and are you excited about what that means? I mean, I know a lot of people beg for things in games that they may not even know why they want it, whether it be housing in MMOs or certain aspects of RTS games or something. And in this case, everybody was like, well, look how fun this game is to watch. Look how high it is on the, you know, Twitch streaming. We need to make a bigger deal out of this. Therefore, this needs a spectator mode. But do you guys hope to gather or to gain more from that than just simply, well, now here's a new way for you to watch each other? Do you hope to gain more from the competitive scene, or what kind of data do you hope this culls for you guys?
So we're definitely really psyched with how it's been launched so far. We've gotten a lot of great feedback on even the last few days. In addition to just helping out with the competitive scene and the esports side of Hearthstone, one of our big goals with the spectator mode was really just to give you something else that would be fun to do with your buddies, you know, with your friends who you have playing at the same time. And personally, I've kind of done this a bunch even since Goblins vs. Gnomes launched. You kind of launch up the game, see what you have online, your friends list, and just jump into one of their matches, kind of watch what they're doing, give them some feedback, maybe rib them a little bit. And I think it's really just kind of created this new opportunity to bond on what's happening with your friends and kind of really kind of connect with them over the experience of playing the game. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that we're really excited about, and is really speaking more to the social side of it as much as the esports side.
Sure. Is there, it's kind of a security question, but so there's been like botters and gold card, you know, there's a bunch of people have been banned. There's some people have their gold cards, foil stuff taken away, accounts that are exploiting things, automating gameplay and that kind of thing. And it seems like it happens anytime there's a new popular game, especially something Blizzard makes. Somebody figures out a way to script it in so that their hunter runs around in circles and kills every boar he runs into or whatever. And these things get dealt with. Are there any unique challenges to this game when it comes to botting and security and that sort of thing? And I know you guys have got, you know, really strong policies in place to kind of have a zero tolerance policy toward that kind of thing and toward cheating, which I think is great for not only the game, but for the gaming industry generally. But what are the unique, if you had to pick one, what is a unique challenge to the Hearthstone world when it comes to botting and security that you guys are either most concerned about or something you see happen a lot, and how are you dealing with it?
I mean, so the one that comes to mind to me immediately is that there's just a lot of different ways that people play Hearthstone. Like, some people play at a very fast cadence. Other people really take their time. And we want to make sure that anything we do where we're trying to react against automated programs isn't really compromising the way that any of those individual players play. Like, it's very important to us that we're not, you know, we have this notion of false positives, accidentally pulling in somebody who's a real person and penalizing them as though they were, you know, somebody just botting. And so we have to really be very careful about making sure that we can kind of contemplate all those different play styles and really identify the bad guys from the good guys.
Well, what if I said that, let's talk about iPad play for a second or tablet play. What if I said I had invented a small robot, let's call her the Lindsay 4000. And she sat and played on my iPad forever. I mean, at some point, this is probably a larger philosophical question, but and maybe not easy to answer, but at some point, do we get too good at mimicking how people are to the point that you guys won't be able to tell? I mean, is that a fear? We cross that bridge when we get to it? Do you feel like you're doing things now to avoid that kind of future?
You know, I mean, we have a great team here internally that really, this is kind of one of their main focuses, is looking at these kinds of things and making sure that we can still protect the integrity of the game. You know, there is the risk someday that, you know, there's a program out there that is very hard to detect and really differentiate from players. Ultimately, the whole reason we do all of this stuff is because we just want the best possible play experience for everybody. Mm. Like, the reason why we kind of take these actions and we kind of look at botters as a very serious problem and something we are now banning for a first offense on is because if everybody's running bots and everybody's just doing this all the time to pick up their gold, then that kind of really brings down the overall play experience for everybody. And we just don't think that's really a fun experience anymore. So we're very protective of the overall experience. We want to make sure that anybody can get in and have a good experience and be on equal footing. So as long as the people are continuing to work on coming up with new clever bots, we intend to keep having a team moving forward to find ways to stop them.
Well, I see minimum Android specs have shown up on the forums. That seems like a good sign that things are progressing well on that version, and as well as the iPhone version in 2015. Any new things to tell us, maybe about timing or any of that, or is it just sort of, hey, we're kind of working on it?
You know, we're making great progress. The Android tablet build is just about done, so we're feeling awesome about that. You know, our time frame is still kind of what we mentioned at BlizzCon, of, you know, shooting to release that here by the end of the year. Phone that we're looking at as soon as possible is in terms of the early part of 2015.
That's awesome. I know a lot of players are really looking forward to that. And I think releasing the specs early was a good idea because there are people with old tablets who don't know, you know, where they're going to stand. And this is a good way to get them prepared or have them gear up and be ready. Let's see. So here's a question. Are you guys, there's got to be a temptation on the team when something cool happens in Warcraft, let's say, I don't know, all this warlord stuff and these different warlords in the game. I mean, there must be just a temptation to take every one of those characters and either flesh it out as a playable class in Hearthstone, or at the very least, build new cards based specifically on those new guys and maybe their behavior. And the fact that we're dipping into this lore now that is 20 years old and we're kind of getting to relive that stuff again, how do you stop yourselves from not wanting to just put everything in the card game?
It's tough.
Yeah.
But, World of Warcraft, and even just the extended Warcraft universe, has so many incredible moments, and characters, and creature types, and locations. It's very exciting to develop new cards and new expansions for Hearthstone. And there's always, whenever we sit in a brainstorm meeting and come up with things, like Goblins versus Gnomes, the whiteboard is full of just really fun stuff that we can't wait to explore, and new card ideas and new mechanics. We work within a great world and a really cool IP.
Yeah, I could not agree more. So this sort of leads into this for me. If you are a brand new player, you've not tried it before, you've heard all you've heard about Hearthstone, you're like, you know what, finally, I'm going to cave. It was my birthday. I just got a new iPad. I think this looks great. Is the Goblins versus Gnomes expansion and all that has come before it make it hard for new players to catch up? Do you feel like the catch up is A, hard right now, or B, going to be harder moving forward as new expansions hit or new content comes to the game?
There's definitely more cards to collect, but at the end of the day, you only need 30 cards to compete at every level of play. And you can craft specifically the cards you need that you're excited about for your deck. There's a lot of free cards you get right off the bat. We give you a ton of cards just for trying the game out, and you earn more cards by leveling up your heroes for free. There's tons of ways to get gold. You can get a pack every other day just by saving gold for free by playing online and doing arena runs. So, yeah, there's more cards to collect, but you don't need them all. And people have shown that you can compete even at the very highest levels of play with a free-to-play account.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy stuff from some of the better players where I'm like, he has less cards than I do in this video, and he is just destroying everybody in his path. And I think it's important to know that because it is kind of daunting. If you're new to it, or you're coming in because you left it for a while or something and you're like interested in this new expansion, I think it is easy for your brain to go, well, wait, how am I going to possibly wrap my head around this 100 plus new cards plus all these new mechanics plus all these changes? And it's really all right there in your 30 cards. It's almost like you can't go wrong. You can almost win a match just by making a random constructed deck and still do okay if you're just willing to give it a shot. And it seems like that's what, you know, you guys have fostered something that's, again, easy to get into, easy to play, hard to master. But the bigger question is this, and this is my favorite thing to ask you today. I had a moment to sit down with Corey Stockton at BlizzCon for just a few minutes. We had a big conversation about a bunch of stuff, but one of the things that came up specifically was he said that even at Blizzard, this game, Hearthstone, was the little, in his words, the little game that could. And many people now see this game as kind of a pillar of Blizzard's new movement forward. They see it as one of the experiments that seemed to, anyway, usher in kind of a larger philosophical change in thinking there. Not that anything that was being thought about before that was bad, but this idea that they can do new things, they can try new experimental things, smaller projects, different kinds of projects. It doesn't all have to be the big three pillars of Blizzard, Diablo, StarCraft, and Warcraft. They can be these smaller, more interesting things. I mean, this is a company that now, much to my complete surprise, excitement, and jubilation, is making a shooter. But I wouldn't have predicted that 4 or 5 years ago coming out of Blizzard. So do you feel, maybe this mirrors what Corey said, but do you feel that Hearthstone is at the forefront of that new brand of thinking at Blizzard?
I think for us, we definitely had to think, you know, we knew from the beginning we wanted this to be a small experimental team that was going to be trying out different ideas than what we'd done historically at Blizzard. And so that kind of forced us, at least, and I can speak mainly to the Hearthstone team, we knew that the traditional definition of what Epic meant was going to be a little different for us because, you know, we started with 15 people on the team. Now we've grown a lot. We're up to closer to 40 now. But with those, even that is still relatively small compared to some of our other teams. So Epic, for us, turned into less a measure of scope and more a measure of just craftsmanship. Like, how much craftsmanship can we put into what we are doing? Make it as good as we can, even if we don't have big sprawling levels and a ton of different characters, which are great for other games, but that wasn't really what Hearthstone was about. So given all that, it did kind of change our thinking. And there have been aspects of that kind of bleeding into some of the other games, and I think that's great. I mean, we all try to learn from each other, and there's certainly a lot of stuff we've picked up from other teams. And if a little bit of Hearthstone can be picked up by some of our other games too, then I think we're all on the same page that that's a good thing.
Sure. Well, I can tell you, speaking to the polish and what you're talking about and making it the best it can be, the way those new Goblin versus Gnome packs explode, the way they open, holy crap. That's amazing. I feel like I've got shrapnel in my eye every time I do one.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
We have time for one more question.
Oh, perfect, because that's all I had left. This is perfect.
What?
No, for real. This is my last question, for real.
All right, great.
Here it is. When Benjamin Brogue comes wandering around my horde garrison in a mask, is that indeed your voice?
It's not. It's not my voice.
Dang it. They missed an opportunity there. They totally should have made it you. You're way too calm in that version of you. Got to get that excitement, that energy out of you.
But he's
super
excited.
Yeah, right? Well, that does about do it. I really appreciate you guys being on, and I'm super stoked about the future of Hearthstone, how it relates to the overall IP of Warcraft, and what players are going to get moving forward. And congratulations on a great launch this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will fight with retribution. I will fight with honor. I will fight with mana. I will.
Let me think.
Thank you.
I am
justice. Thank you.
I am
retribution. Well met. Well played. I will fight with retribution. I will fight with honor. I will fight with justice. I will fight with justice.
I have too many justice. I don't have enough justice.
I'm out of justice, for justice is yours. Justice. Justice. I will fight with retribution. I will fight with honor. I will fight with justice. I will fight with justice. I will fight with retribution. I will fight with honor. I will fight with justice. I will fight with justice. Justice demands justice.
This podcast Podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.